the South since I was in school. I watched wrestling before it was cool. Who would ever think that I'd live out my dream and wind up on the cover of a wrestling magazine? Hogan is American made, and the only real giant is still a great. Jerry Lawler will always be the king, cause we are the legends of wrestling. Roddy Piper, Bret the Hitman Hart, Bruno Sammartino, they were legends from the start. Mr. Fuji, Bobby Heenan, and the Macho Man, and even Captain Lou, they will always be my friends. Hogan is American made, and the only real giant is still a great. Jerry Lawler will always be the king, cause we are the legends of wrestling. Here's all our heroes gone. In our hearts they still live on. Hogan is American made, and the only real giant is still a great. Jerry Lawler will always be the king.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addie.
I wanted to be Addie this week.
No, you're too fat.
I'm an asshole.
I can't dispute it.
That's true. And your penis is too small.
I can't dispute it.
I know.
Yeah, why do you know? That's really the part that I need to know about.
Hmm? What? GTV.
Okay.
They call you the Big Mo?
No.
No.
All right, Raw, what'd you think?
The other half of Hulkamania. Sorry. Raw, what did I think? that probably says it all. Batista's back.
Thank you. For the first time?
What?
Think.
No. No, I thought I did, but I didn't. Batista's back and is going to win the Royal Rumble and headline WrestleMania against Randy Orton.
I think more accurately, Batista's back acne.
Yeah, yeah. I did enjoy his douche costume again.
Yeah, yeah, good douche costume. Especially the douche red red shoe, like running shoes there.
Yeah, he's very Usher of him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. To me, it's again, Batista came back. Drew, a huge rating.
Yeah.
You know, almost 6 million people to watch the return of Big Wave Dave. You know, no football again. It's in that time. It was a 3.5 rating. I think it averaged, what did it average? Like 4 point something million viewers?
Yeah,
4.3 or something?
Oh, I thought it was
5.5 and then like 3.8 or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Look
it up. The hours.
I thought it was higher than that. But the point being that he drew a big rating. 3.5 is their biggest rating in quite a while.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
There we go. Raw rating highest.
That's just going to give you the total rating. It's not going to give you, like, the breakdowns. You need the 1.4 that gives the details.
Yeah. I'll get there.
Okay. Well, today, Junior.
Today, Junior. All
right.
Well,
right there with that surprise Raw.
Well, then what did you think of Raw?
Fucking, I want you to fucking click the fucking... Right there. That.
I clicked it. All right. 8 o'clock had 5.25 million, 9 o'clock had 5 million, and 10 o'clock had 4.36. For a total, I told you, average of 4.86 million viewers.
Which rounds up to 4.9, so I was right.
You weren't, because this isn't rounding. 4.86.
All right. Okay, what did I think of Raw? Big Dave drew a big rating. And that's because they promoted him well, and he's been gone for a long, long time. You know, like RVD, he showed up on Money in the Bank. If he had shown up instead on Raw, he would have drawn a big rating too. So
yeah.
Something similar, right? Building him up in the right way. That said, I mean, he was hot for that night. The crowd was definitely into him. They're chanting his name before he came out.
Yeah.
He was who the 7,500 people that were there sold out, came to see. 60 minutes. No, wait, sold out anyways. But, no, I mean, seriously, I watched him, and I'm like, wow, he's Big Dave. He is just not The Rock. Like, I don't know any other way to put it. Like, for me, I was like, something was missing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the fact that the promo, there was nothing to it, nothing to it except for, I'm here for that belt.
And he, I don't know, he's charismatic, but
sure,
didn't do it very, that promo was not done well. I mean, he went to the ropes for 8 minutes, you know, to each corner.
Yeah.
And then came down, and I think he was, the crowd was burnt out of him.
The crowd was, I mean, I don't think his reaction was bigger than Daniel Bryan's was later, or CM Punk's.
No.
You know, and I think that's telling to some degree. I think it was a similar reaction. It certainly wasn't that we just can't stop loving reaction.
No.
That we've seen for some guys when they came back. Like, even what we saw for Jericho when we were at the Royal Rumble ourselves last year.
Yeah, and I think the story, like you said, will be told week two.
Week two, week three. Like, yeah, I mean,
well, I think
week two is going to be difficult because it's the day after the Royal Rumble, so that'll give it a bump.
But the big wave
really
Dave
three, I think.
Segments, though, because this didn't draw. I mean, these drew, you had the Batista segments, and people, I think, stuck around for Lesnar.
I think you're right for that. They stick around for Cena.
No.
I think you're right for that. They did make a mistake, I think, in saying when he left, he should have said, I'm coming for that. But Del Rio, I'll see you later tonight. Just to let people know he'll be there. Again.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that was a mistake. And just the way they booked it. Yeah, I mean, he's just, part of it was, also for me, was when we saw him against Del Rio, we saw him against Randy Orton. Big Dave really was Big Dave before. And not that he still isn't in great shape, obviously, he isn't big and everything like that. But
yeah.
With Dee Langston, Lesnar, and Ryback acne, and guys like physically, he didn't look as impressive to me as he once did, because a lot of the roster looks like he did a few years ago now, and it kind of came across to me like he didn't look substantially bigger than Randy Orton.
Than Roman Reigns.
He doesn't look bigger than Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He didn't look bigger than Randy Orton like next to him.
No.
Substantially, they looked about, even Del Rio, like they look, like, you know, he's a little more cut than Del Rio, but then a little bigger than Orton, but not much for either one of them.
Yeah.
And so that's another part to me, because that was just such a big part of his act. Like, now he just looks like a guy who's in shape, but I'm like, why is he the animal? What's he, what's his, not much the charisma. I just didn't feel it. Like, I just think he's going to
fizzle.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we thought that when it was announced that he was coming back to fight Orton. It's like, oh, here's a recipe.
Well, nobody's
going to
get into anything Orton does. Like, they're just not. Like,
no. I mean, the only thing they could get into, they would have been able to get into if they hadn't killed it, would have been Daniel Bryan beating him, but that's been done now to death. So there is no, you know, there's nothing left for Orton to do. He's going to fight fucking Big Dave, and nobody will give a shit. Luckily,
no,
at least
really
it's WrestleMania, and you're going to have, like, 300 things wrapped around that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he'll quite have fizzled out completely by WrestleMania. Yeah, definitely. I mean, 2 years, he's there, and he's doing the house shows. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it being... I just don't... You know, it's like, we've seen it. I mean, we've seen the guys who fizzle out. I mean... Jericho has fizzled out the last few times he's come back. You know, and RVD has fizzled out pretty quick. And, like you do see it. So, I mean...
Yeah, it's, again, the bookers don't know what to do, or the writers don't know what to do, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you listen to Daniel Bryan...
It's not even that they did anything wrong. It's that there was nothing from... Like when Rock came out there, you were like, he's glad to be back. He had something to say. He wanted to entertain that crowd. He did a great promo, and he did it. And... then Dave came out and said, I'm here for the belt.
Yeah.
And theoretically, that's good because he should be here for the belt. I mean, that should be enough to get me interested in.
Which belt?
Well, yeah. But theoretically, it should be enough for me to get into it if I'm into him. But just somehow,
yeah,
okay,
you are.
You're but I mean, I just went like, okay, you're there for the belt, and I guess that's better than Orton, but it's not as good as Daniel Bryan or a few other guys.
Yeah,
you know, somehow you think he'd feel fresher after all these years,
even after he showers.
He just feels like, yeah, Irish Springs.
He's a douche.
Yeah, but he just felt. I was almost like Orton Cena again, or Orton Batista again. You know, it's like, didn't we just see this? That's almost like he'd be gone 4 years, but it's like somewhere right back. He's fighting the same guys on top that he fought 4 years ago.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Yeah, it's. Yeah,
I was a little disappointed. I don't know.
But, yeah, as I said, I mean, a good first rating, we'll see where it goes. I said Batista doesn't, and he never really has, other than the initial push with Hunter.
That grew well.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that story, but Batista's never done anything for me outside of that. I had that great match with Undertaker that we were all blown away and surprised about.
Well, I mean, the one I enjoyed him the most was his heel turn. Right before he left, when he was the Batista,
that was
good stuff.
And he got in shit for those promos, right?
Yeah, who cares?
So no, I'm just saying that that's the thing. If he get, then what's to say that he does that again, right? I mean, he won't. But yeah.
But a big part of why it felt flat to me also was, what the? I don't understand a goddamn thing about the Authority. Like it, none of this makes any sense. And And the Randy Orton makes no sense with him, and the whole thing, I'm just like...
Well, this doesn't make any sense to you?
No.
Oh, okay, I can explain.
All right.
Okay. They act like they have no confidence in Orton right before they help Orton win a match.
Yeah.
They've done this, like, 3 times now.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're fooling people. They're fooling people.
Swerve. Oh. So, hey, Randy, you got to get back to your vicious streak. I want to see the Orton of a few years ago. He shows that streak. Mm-hmm. You can't fucking do that. What are you doing? Like, that's what the storyline is so far. It's.
We need you to get back to your vicious streak. Would you fucking go smoke some pot and trash some hotel rooms?
No, will you, I don't know, beat up Cena's dad like you did 4 years ago or whatever it was, 3 years ago.
Yeah, and that was horrible, too. That was such a weak fucking bullshit. And then Cena comes running through, and Orton runs in. Carmen Electra's waiting for him in the Hummer, and off he goes. And, you know, then Cena, you know, I don't know where Raw was on Monday. But
can't recall. It was the first 7,500 people. I remember that was the gate.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was a smaller building.
Yeah, and
it was
think
sold out.
I think from the people that Cena was shaking her hand, 4,000 of those people were papered by Make a Wish.
That's possible. Jesus. That's possible. Because Cena actually got a fairly nice babyface reaction.
Well, no, but then they showed him shaking hands with all the people in the wheelchairs and the kids that looked like they were retarded. So they may have just been kids, I don't know. But they looked like they had some sort of
issue.
Ailment, yeah. So, I mean, again, it is what it is. I mean, hopefully the Rumble closes the show because nobody gives a fuck about this title match.
Well, the title match, I mean, there's matches on the show I want to see. And, in fact, the Royal Rumble is not what I want to see the most, actually. I mean, Daniel Bryan, first off, Bray Wyatt on SmackDown. He came out, obviously recorded on the Tuesday, so he only had a day. I don't know how much of this is writing himself, but his promo was so fucking great.
Yeah.
So he cuts this incredible promo. And then he had the Daniel Bryan segment. Daniel Bryan's fine, but when the lights went out, and it was on the Titantron, and Bray Wyatt was cutting that promo.
That was great.
I'm just getting chills. I'm like, this is so, like, the whole audience went quiet.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is... He is proof that in a modern, like, it's been a while since we've had a great promo in the modern age who, given the way they have the writers and everybody doing the dialogue for them now,
yeah,
proof you can still have a great promo on this day. He was just, like, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And like, when that segment was over, I'm like, okay, Raw's fine. Like, I don't care about the first segment, because this is, that turned the whole show around for me. And then, I mean, I like how they've done Big Show versus Lesnar. It's been a good build. I mean, Lesnar's awesome. I mean, Lesnar doesn't have to bump for anybody in the WWE.
No.
But he does.
Yeah.
And that's because he fucking gets it.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, it's great.
And that said, though, it should not be more than an 8-minute match on Sunday.
And I don't think it will be. I don't think it'll be a long match. You know, it will be fairly short, and yeah, maybe it'll be great because Lesnar's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, Lesnar gets everything that so many of these guys don't get. Like, you're consistently watching these guys going, fuck, he just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, he Lesnar gets it in the ring of how to perform. So, I mean, I'm happy. Like I say, I like that. I like the tag team, way they set up the tag team title match. That's probably going to be the pre-show match. I'm not into the main event and the Royal Rumble. I'll probably be excited when it's happening. But, I mean,
yeah.
It's really those two matches. It's mainly the Bray Wyatt. Like, Bray Wyatt's been going over clean on Big Show, on house shows and shit. Like, he's getting that good, strong pull.
Well, I mean, right now, the plan is Bray and Cena.
Still, yeah.
You know, in WrestleMania. So, yeah, you better be getting... I mean, and that tells you that you know, a couple of things is, you know, say what you will, and whether it's a good idea, bad idea, even in between idea, that Daniel Bryan will probably be the sacrificial lamb on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe.
If Bray Wyatt is going against John Cena at WrestleMania,
yeah,
Daniel Bryan loses. Bray Wyatt wins.
Yeah, the thing is, I could see Bray Wyatt beating him, and I could see Daniel Bryan. It's unlikely, but there's some chance he could still win the Royal Rumble. So,
yeah,
we'll see. He's not. I don't think he's one of the 25 participants announced, is he?
He's not. No. Want to go with over the participants?
I really don't have anything else to say about Raw. I mean, like I say, it's really. I mean. People did not give a fuck about that match. I mean, it was a good sell by Cole at the end, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get you to buy the Royal Rumble. But people did not. But part of the reason why I was watching and going, I'm like, your fucking dad got beat up, and you can't bother to get to the ring to confront this guy till 5 minutes before the show closes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
No, like, no, he walked to the arena,
obviously
from the airport
in the cold.
Yes, wearing jorts
in the snow, wearing jorts. Like, it was just. And you know what? Like, that's stupid. And it's
again,
it's one of those little things
now,
that's like
Brock Lesnar walked in. Where and I buy it.
Oh fuck yeah!
You know,
from Minnesota.
Oh yeah, but I mean, even if he wasn't, I just buy this guy, fucking not giving it, just walking around like that.
Yeah,
I buy that.
Yeah.
Cena, no.
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 So as for the Royal Rumble, then. As Howard Finkel would say, here are the participants.
Mm-hmm.
Batista.
Really?
True. It's true.
CM Punk, I understand he'll be in there.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Punk is number
that's
one.
That's good, because that means he's not likely to win it. There's still an outside chance again. Very unlikely he wins it, though, but it gives him the chance to be the Iron Man.
And in the final four.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
In the final four, he's the Iron Man. He can hang, you know, he can hang their hat on that.
Yeah.
He lasted for 59 minutes or
yeah,
whatever,
52
right?
minutes or whatever. Yeah, with
yeah,
the Iron Man,
yeah. Exactly.
Alberto Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Big Eel.
To be thrown out by Batista, but I suspect it'll be like thrown out by Batista, and then he pulls the rope down and causes Batista to get thrown out.
That's what I'm hoping.
Like that.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And then Big Eel Langston. Langston.
Mm-hmm.
Not likely to win again, you know.
The next guy, what's his name? He's a what?
He's a cocksucking motherfucker.
Yeah, that guy's in. And if you're not a regular listener to the show, you have to go back and find out.
But Langston, I assume, will have something with the Shield. We're still talking unification at Elimination Chamber. So,
okay.
That's the deal. R-Truth and Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, you know, just throw all those three. Why are those three put together? It's like profiling this list.
Well, you know, I mean, there you go. You got Kofi. Kofi's there to probably to do the spot, right?
At least they put the Miz in between Langston and Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, although they probably didn't realize because the Miz is a big dick. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure, that was their thing. Yeah. Then you got Cody Rhodes and Goldust.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio in the Rumble. Fandango in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
All three Shield, Reigns, Rollins, Ambrose. Rowan and Harper are in. Damian Sandow is in.
Yeah.
Interesting. And Jimmy and Jay Uso are in. So,
is that actually 25 people? That doesn't even look like
that. I don't know. I'm looking. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, I believe. 20
okay,
or 21.
Because I had heard 25 people were announced, wasn't it?
I'd heard that. I don't know. You still got your jobbers, like your Zack Ryders, and, you know, I mean, Dolph Ziggler's not in this yet. I don't know if he's cleared yet or not.
Yeah.
Ryback Acne's not in.
That's true.
You know, I'm sure you'll put in at Curtis Axel as like the number four guy.
Swagger and Cesaro aren't in here.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the tag teams. You know, we keep talking tag team action hot and heavy here in the World Wrestling Federation, and, I mean, you had...
Not the World Wrestling Federation anymore.
What?
What is it called? World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh. Well,
they put smile on people's faces.
Why isn't it entertaining, then?
I'm smiling right now.
Yes. It's because you have a pop in your head. So, yeah, I mean, but look at that guy. I mean, you got guys... I mean, look at this list. Like, Batista? Okay, maybe. Punk? Maybe. Del Rio? Outside chance. Langston? No. Miz? No. Truth? No. Xavier? No. Kofi? No. Cody? No. Goldust? No. Rey Mysterio? No. I mean, again, outside chance. Better than, you know, Fandango? No. Roman Reigns? Chance.
Yeah.
Chance. Rollins? No. Ambrose? No. Harper? No. Rowan? No. Sandow? No. And neither one of the Usos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
And you put in, say, Jimmy and, or sorry, the Cesaro and Swagger, no
chance. Yeah, then it's still no.
You put in,
Now, Sheamus could be a surprise return, right?
Yeah,
because he said he's really pissed off because he's going to miss the Rumble, which probably means he's in.
Yeah. I mean, I still can't imagine Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt aren't in there. It just seems odd to me. But, I mean, who knows? The way they booked the match, they almost shouldn't be. If it goes on last, it didn't go on last year because we had The Rock, but if it goes on last, if Cena loses, I could see him in the Rumble because we've seen that before. The guy who loses then gets in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And loses in one of the title matches. I hate that, but it happens. Christian, somebody else they talked about.
Yeah. Mark Henry.
Yeah. Of course, you got your RVD and your...
Your JVD, your Chris Jericho. Jake at the Snake.
That's possible still. Possible. I don't think it'll happen, but possible.
See, they like to put in an old timer, right?
That's it. I'm kind of trying to think of
that's
feedback.
The Jake at the Snake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the old timer. They said both of the New Age Outlaws
would you really
are in.
Want, yeah.
And they're not on this list.
No, that's right. That's
so
right.
So there's 22 there.
Yeah. Would you put Jake at the Snake? Would you put him in, can he take the bump?
Yeah.
I know he's looking better.
He could take a bump, yeah.
He could take the bump?
Yeah, he could take it a bump. Jake the Snake can take it a bump. Even if you do an outside flip to the apron and you punch him and he falls down, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if he goes
okay.
to his feet
yeah,
and you
yeah,
punch
yeah.
him and falls down, I mean, you could do it safely. And I mean, hell, if anybody, if his mind is clear.
Yeah.
If anybody can figure out a way to do it, Jake can.
That's true.
You know, to make sense. True. So
and DDP is somebody else who's, you know, if Jake is an outside chance, so it's DDP.
I think he had a good shot at figuring out how to do the thing. He is bringing his Palm Pilot.
That's right.
So
the future.
It's the future. It kind of was, though. I mean, it really was the precursor to, like, the iPad.
I know, but Jesus.
I know. He wasn't the future.
No. He was, like, 47 when he started.
Jesus?
No.
Oh.
DDP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 90 seconds, they're saying on WWE.com. Every 90 seconds.
Doesn't matter.
So, no, because it's whenever the fuck they want.
It's a work number.
It's a whenever the fuck they want, right?
Yeah. It depends on the storyline. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see, you know, I'd love to, I'm trying to think of who's not in there as far as somebody else they could bring back who's like an old school guy, like a Hall of Famer or somebody who they could, you know, just that one shot. I'm trying to think of who else is out there that's kind of.
Well, there's lots of guys out there.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Man, something like that.
The Honky Tonk Man.
He can't take the bump, or at least he's not willing to.
I mean, I wouldn't do this because I don't think you want a debut unannounced in the Royal Rumble.
They did that with Bo Dallas last year and it failed.
Well, yes, but I don't know that this would necessarily fail, but I feel you're wasting a draw, a ratings draw, a pay-per-view draw for a one-time or for a first-time with the man called Sting.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know the way that the well, number one, they shouldn't because he needs to get himself in the right shape to be out there in the WWE for one or two appearances.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a 90-day no compete or anything on TNA contracts.
You know, I don't think they're that smart.
It's just standard, isn't it?
I think this is a video podcast.
I didn't turn his head and look at me like, seriously now. It was like the best.
This, you're looking at a woman that let Kevin Nash out of his contract so we could go in the Rumble.
True. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, good point.
What a cut.
I mean, obviously, as we're taping this, he's right now losing his last match in TNA. Well, I mean, it's awesome. Again, outside chance he resigns, but pretty much he's written out.
And there are many with higher ups within the company that think it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah, the WWE is quite confident. They've actually told people to start working on ways to market creative. The man called Sting.
Yeah, and they're working on them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the creative is being pitched, right?
So okay, obviously Taker, Sting is. And number one, what do you do then with Lesnar if Batista and Orton's together? What's the, you know?
What do you mean?
If Batista and Orton still happens, and Lesnar
Taker,
yeah, Taker Sting and happens instead, what do you do with Lesnar?
Hmm.
And the other way around, who is let's throw take Batista out of the equation. Is there anybody else that you can see?
Well, winning the Royal Rumble, Lesnar. I mean, it's... Oh, with Lesnar.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've...
decide Sting is the better match against Taker...
Yeah.
And you can't have Batista because he's going against Orton, is there anybody else for Lesnar?
I just wonder if... You know, it's tough because it... I'm looking at Sting as how much of it would be Sting's first WWE match.
Yeah.
That's a draw versus, like, okay, let's go back to, and it's a different time and a different era, but let's go back to, we'll go full circle, go to WrestleMania 12, right?
Okay.
You had the Iron Man match,
yeah.
Right? And you had the return of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
Yvonne Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, beat him in 30 seconds.
Yeah, what's your finish, kid, so I can kick out.
Yeah.
Sting could fight Christian, for God's sakes, at WrestleMania. And if they promoted it as this is Sting's first match, you still had... Lesnar, Taker.
WrestleMania 12 was one of the worst.
I'm just saying that you don't necessarily have to
throw... wasn't exactly through the roof.
I'm trying to think of a way to... Yeah, but that wasn't... I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to make Sting's match another match to see on WrestleMania versus fitting him in with Taker. I mean, Taker Brock...
Look, how many matches does he have? Two? Three?
Sting?
Like, you don't do a more than a couple.
No, you don't. You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
So
WrestleMania, what do I do? See, I don't do The Undertaker at WrestleMania with Sting.
I stay
with Brock. Yeah, it could be. But, I mean, I don't see a problem with doing Sting. I don't see a problem with doing Sting and CM Punk.
Okay, Sting, well, I guess Sting is... No, I know. I do.
What is that?
CM Punk is too popular. That's not who you want Sting in there against. If he's not going to go against The Undertaker, because that's legendary figures against legendary figures,
yeah.
You need to have him in there against a heel. I mean, if I'm going Sting...
Heath Slater.
I think Sting versus... I think Chris Jericho could turn heel to take on Sting. And I think he would manage to get a good match out of him and bump a lot for him.
Why I said Christian.
Yeah.
They have a track record.
Yeah.
You know, they know each other.
I think Chris Jericho is a better choice.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, see, the thing I don't like about Christian and Jericho,
yeah,
both, is, again, it's another returning star. I think where I was trying to
I think Jericho will be back before that, so.
Well, so with Christian necessarily, right?
I'm
just
saying. I don't see Jericho being... People won't treat him like a returning star as much this time because he's returned so often.
I'm just looking at a guy. I would rather try to have it against a guy that's here, but I can't think of anybody that's here. Like, who's a guy, you know, like, I mean, you can't...
Let's put it this way.
I don't want to see Sting against Alberto Del Rio. I don't want to
say...
Let's
say I think Sting versus Alberto Del Rio adds maybe 50,000 buys. Whereas Sting versus Undertaker adds 250. Like, I really do think...
Well.
Not on top of what they would already have, but, like, it's just in a general bump for WrestleMania.
I understand. I'm just
you
looking at...
Saying?
I know what you're saying in terms of...
like,
I know the analogy you're making. The words you're using with buys is a little bit different now.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
Because, I mean, that's the... But... And to that end, then, does it matter? How many more subscriptions?
Well, will it ever matter more than this? You know, I think you do. I think you do Lesnar versus, I think, Sheamus if he's healthy.
Yeah, see, Sheamus was the guy I was thinking, too.
You know, I think that would be good. I think people could get into that. Yeah, I mean, those kind of... I mean, it's tough. Yeah, it really is.
It is tough. It's tough. I mean, it's...
You want them there. And, you know, one of the things that I would almost do... we know Hulk Hogan is going to be at WrestleMania, pretty much guaranteed. But we also know he's not only not going to have a match, he's not going to have any physical interaction.
Nothing physical, yeah.
So, I mean, I would sit there and literally consider having him endorse Sting, having him be his second, being his manager or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that may work. Especially against someone like The Undertaker.
See, I see Hogan as the enforcer.
Where is Snitsky today, since we're on WWE.com?
I know. Where is Snitsky today? Also down here, the franchise comes to WWE.com.
And that's not Sting.
And, yeah, Shane Douglas, and it's his Shane Douglas 1991 WWF picture.
It fucking is. Not even his Shane Douglas.
From when Shane Douglas was in the 1991 Royal Rumble.
Yes, yes, when he was in WWE for, what, 3 months?
Something like that,
yeah. Where is Snitsky? And by the way,
Royd
Snitsky.
It's Snitsky.
I said Snitsky.
Let's just see here.
Classic Snitsky photos and current photos of Snitsky.
I will go to... Okay, here now... Where is Jimmy Wang Yang?
I want to see current photos of Snitsky, and then I want to see... I know we're not... This is not good, because this is a podcast, not an physical... Oh, he looks...
the same.
Well, no, didn't he shave his beard towards the end there in his second run? Because they dye his teeth and everything. Basically, yeah. So he looks like he's playing softball with Sid, is what it looks like.
Looks like. When Alex Rodriguez stopped in Reading during his rehab stint, Snitsky was one of his bodyguards.
Oh, okay. He's a bodyguard.
What the fuck?
And he's trained.
Here is a picture of Snitsky, and it's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think these are current photos. That's kind of what's getting me. Is that his wife?
I don't know. That was his mom. He also wrestles on the independent circuit.
Yay! I think that's his wife, dude.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And now a shaved beard.
Anyways, he's still looking well. More importantly, Jimmy Wang Yang pictures.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's, you know.
Where is Ken Shamrock?
No, we're not doing that.
Where is Ernest Miller?
That we're fucking doing.
Somebody call them all. Where is Kurgan?
That we're fucking... What movie was he in there?
In a lot of movies. Troy was in Sherlock Holmes.
That's right, yeah.
Where is Midian?
No.
Okay, I want to see... Oh, no. There are no... Where is Sean Stasiak?
Well, he's a chiropractor, I think.
There he is next to a thing. And the funny thing about Sean Stasiak is right now as we do this podcast, he's recording it. Let's see what else. Okay.
We got to get away from this. Though I do want you to click on that. What is that?
Look
that Bart Gunn?
Where is Bart Gunn? But look at this. Where is Rick Steiner?
Selling real estate.
That guy that used to call Alvarez and leave stuff on his answering machine, he can click here now and find out where is Rick Steiner.
All right. Anyways, before our Rumble preview,
where is Todd Pettengill?
Let's do it. What do you want to do? A preview for this thing? Because nobody knows.
Okay, so the Royal Rumble, yes. The Royal Rumble. Let's talk about the actual Royal Rumble match itself. Who do you think's going to win? Who do you want to win? And who's a dark horse to win?
So I'll say Daniel Bryan's a dark horse to win.
Okay, yeah, I'd agree.
And I will... Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
From the people who are in there now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Really?
Well, problem is... If they're taking on a Randy Orton, I don't want any of them to win. You know what I mean? Because there's no match in there that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this guy versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, it sucks.
And
fucking cocksucking wiener.
Yeah, or Cena, should he gain the belt back. Like, there's nobody that I'm like, oh. I mean, if Cena gets the belt, which, I mean, I doubt, I would probably be happiest to see him and Batista, because it's kind of a full circle thing, at least, since Batista kind of was retired by him. If Orton has it, Goldust.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who do I think will win it? I mean, I think Batista's a heavy favorite.
Yeah.
So.
I think Batista's the favorite. I think I want to see Daniel Bryan win. I think there's a little bit of an outside chance to win. Okay, we'll leave WWE.com with...
Because you saw something that fascinated
me. Yes. Who should induct the Ultimate Warrior into the Hall of Fame?
Now, this is obvious proof that WWE.com, nobody's paying attention in WWE.
Yes.
Give these names.
The answer, or the things are Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan, Triple H, CM Punk, The Honky Tonk Man.
The dog is crazy.
I know. Sergeant Slaughter, Edge, Christian, and Papa Shango.
Okay, so Mr. McMahon, yes or no?
I think that would be funny, yes. Well, and he could apologize if they, you know what I mean?
If that's the...
Is the induction gimmick, he could do the apology there. Yeah.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think so, but...
Hulk Hogan, no.
I could see it.
I could see it. I could see it, but I'm...
I could see it, yeah.
Triple H?
No.
CM Punk?
No.
What's the connection there?
I don't know.
Honky Tonk Man? No. Fuck no.
I could see it.
Honky Tonk Man fucking hates that guy.
Yeah.
Actually, but he's a whore.
Here's a ham and cheese sandwich, Honky.
I forgot. My mistake. Remember a story when I was sitting there, and he was here, and I interviewed him for our show here.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I bought something from him.
Yeah.
I gave him $40, and it was like $25.
Yeah.
And just the gears in his head as they were turning. Exactly. He's trying to think of how he can get this other $15 from me. And he's like, how about I give you both pictures and a picture, like a photo together? I'm like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. You obviously need the money more than I do.
Yeah,
like, here you go.
Yeah. That's funny.
So Slaughter and Slaughter. I could actually outside see a chance to see that.
Yeah, but that'd be stupid, so I'm going to say no.
It wouldn't be stupid.
It would.
Yeah.
Be retarded.
They had a Royal Rumble match. Come on.
They did. I mean, there's a connection, but no.
Edge?
No.
Christian? Fuck
would,
yes.
Would be more, yeah. Hogan.
Yes. Christian's the guy.
Well, Christian was the warrior. Edge was the Hogan guy. Christian was the warrior guy,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. He obviously loves him. It should be Christian.
Yeah.
The only problem is he's already inducted somebody in the last couple of years, but...
Still.
That's the only reason. That's the only problem I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Papa Shango.
Fuck no.
Yes. Okay. Hell yes.
As Papa Shango, not as a
Godfather? As Papa Shango. And
I would pay for that.
I would. And... as he grabs the plaque that he gets,
yes,
that goo, that evil goo, should flow
that
from the Warriors' veins.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to see the Godfather induct Warrior rather than Papa Shango, because then Warrior could be like, "I love that guy because he likes chicks, and Quirin doesn't make the world go round."
I was gonna say I thought Pat Patterson would be the obvious guy.
Yeah. You know who the obvious, honestly,
Orlando Jordan.
You know who the obvious guy is that isn't on this list. That if they ask,
they ruffle each other in fucking Europe.
Yes, but if you ask Ultimate Warrior, what wrestler do you want? It's gonna be Jim Powers.
Yes, the only guy who got along with him.
Yeah,
his only friend.
Yeah, and Owen.
Yeah.
Owen just wanted a ride.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So we're going to vote for Papa Shango here.
Christian is not leading the votes.
But Papa Shango has 5% of the vote.
Wow. Well, he's ahead of Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christian and then...
it goes Hogan at 59%. Punk at 10. McMahon at 10. 7% Edge. I don't know why Punk... I mean, he made it. He's been a fan.
I don't know.
I
Christian, though, along with Sergeant Slaughter, 1%. So they're
yeah, so fuck them.
Yeah.
In many ways, Christian, the Sergeant Slaughter of today's generation. Okay, top 30 rumblers of all time.
The Bobby Eaton of today's generation, maybe.
Yes. The top best, 30 best rumblers of all time.
Are we
going
to finish previewing the card? Or
who
are we gonna...
gives a fuck?
Good point.
Let's talk about the history. Let's go to the third. Who do you think the 30th best rumbler of all time is?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Just go through the list. I'm not going
to Alberto Del Rio.
Well, he won it. Didn't he win it in his
he
first
one?
He
won one, yeah. Mick Foley.
No.
He should be much higher than that.
No, he shouldn't.
Yes, he should. Remember that one rumble where
he was
all three
people and he lost, like, in all of them? He was in the ring for, like, a combined...
And it was him and Terry Funk that distracted the referees... Then allowed an eliminated Stone Cold Steve Austin to win the 1997 Royal Rumble.
Just keep, go to the next person.
Big John Studd.
He won one.
He won the second Royal Rumble that was, in the modern history.
Yeah. Kofi Kingston.
27. That's about right for him.
I would agree with that. There's one I would actually agree with.
And the placement. I like that.
And we know Steve Austin is the only guy to win three.
Three. So him and
he's the top guy.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels will be number two. Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
He won one, and
yeah. So far, it seems everybody's won one except for Kofi.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He won one.
He is going to be on the P-anal.
He is going to be...
With Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels.
Yes, the pre-show.
Yes, on the pre-show piano.
Anyways, he won one.
Yeah, he won the first one.
Yeah, everybody's won one. Oh, there's somebody that didn't win
it's
one.
Cody Rhodes, though.
What the fuck?
I thought it was Goldust, but it's Cody
Me
Rhodes.
Too, I thought it was... Yeah, I'm like, what did he ever do?
He's eliminated 11 competitors, putting him 18 of all time.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. Even more impressive, he's 137 minutes in the Rumble, makes him 10 overall, ahead of Cena, Edge, And a bunch of other people. So, okay.
He's usually in there for like 20 minutes. I'll give him that.
So, okay. So, he's got a numbers statistical reason for being in there. Not someone I would have thought about, but stats can back it up. I'm with it. Sheamus. Well, he's 1-1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if scientists in some clandestine lab engineered a superstar to excel, they would come up with someone like Sheamus. Yes. Using chemicals. Anyway.
Yeah.
22.
Ric Flair's only fucking 22?
Jesus.
That's awful.
That's awful. That's not even bad. That's awful.
That's awful. It's like way higher.
Yeah.
Awful.
This list is a sham.
He's ahead of Yokozuna. I'm sorry.
Yokozuna is ahead of Ric Flair bullshit.
Bullshit on a stick.
Yeah. Number 21, Yokozuna. Where is Ricky Martel in this? Lex Luger
ahead of Ric Flair.
A co-winner.
I suppose he is.
But he's a co-winner.
He's only a co-winner for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Fuck.
Loser.
Loser.
Lex Loser.
CM Punk. Not a winner.
No, he's never won, but still his best moment, and they are showing it right here, is that...
Yeah.
That year where he threw a bunch of people out and then would grab the mic and cut like a minute promo and then throw somebody out in 10 seconds?
2010. Yes. Yeah. That's the one where Diesel and Booker came back.
Was that what the
yeah,
one?
I thought that was one.
I thought we actually watched that one in the theater when he was doing that. I think we watched it at your house.
I thought, was that the Nexus? No, he had Straight Edge Society. It was the Nexus that one. The new Nexus is the one where he was eliminating people. You're right, it was. We did watch that one in the theater, the preachy one. Yeah, that's right. Okay, number 18 is going to be The Rock.
Okay.
Hmm.
I thought he'd be higher, but
yeah.
That's fine, whatever.
The Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I'd give that about
again,
right.
Based on stats and how long he's in there and shit.
Rikishi.
Really?
Well, you think of it, though, I mean, I remember, I just watched The Vintage with the finals of the 19, I believe it was 1994, it was the 1994 King of the Ring, Royal Rumble, rather, and with the co-winners.
Yes.
But the other two besides them were Crush, Purple Paint Crush,
yeah,
and Fatu.
Yeah, does that count?
Well, he's Rikishi Fatu.
I guess.
Anyway. He's number 16.
Bret Hart, number 15. Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah. I may move a little bit higher. Not much,
maybe.
But a little bit, like 10th. But
maybe.
14, the Big Slow.
Yeah.
Did he win one?
Yeah, well, didn't he? There was the one where he and Cena, or he and The Rock went out together.
Co-winners.
Yeah, co-winners. Fucking never thought I'd see that twice.
No shit. Good, the British Bulldog. I was thinking of him on the list, yes. Well, I mean, and it's not only just think of him as Royal Rumbles, but Battle Royals, too. You know, winning the coveted Samovar Trophy in the Royal Albert Hall.
I just love the picture. It's him in there with Shawn Michaels, of course.
Yeah.
And fuck, is Shawn Michaels roided up.
They both are, and they both mouths are wide open like they're about to suck cock.
Well, one of them actually was.
That's true.
That's how he got his push.
That's true, and his pull.
And only one of them got a push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird. And it's weird that one was the bulldog and the other one was doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris Jericho is number 12.
Yeah, he never won one, has he?
No.
But he's come close.
He has.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let's see. Batista, number 11. Is somebody coming back?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And number 10, Edge.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
He won that one, that surprise one, where he was, like, totally out of shape.
Yes.
Yeah,
he wasn't expecting, yeah.
And didn't Brett win the pool? That had that one at Brett's house,
and he won the pool. He won the pool.
Because he had that one.
Fucking lucky fuck. Yeah. Not Bret Hart.
No. Rey Mysterio.
Bret Hart's wife is hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Rey.
Morrison. Honestly, John Morrison is a guy. He did a couple of the parkour things.
Actually,
he should have been like number 30.
Yeah, he almost could have had
with Kofi's
spot because he was the one who invented this. And tell you the truth, his shit's cooler than what Kofi's done.
Yeah.
Though Kofi's done some cool shit, but
yeah,
his stuff was even cooler. But yeah, Ray's cool.
Yeah, Ray number whatever.
It's good.
Orton.
Randy Orton. He won one?
Yeah, number 9.
What year did he win?
2009.
Really? Well, was that the year that he took on? No. Who the fuck did he take on that year? 2009?
Was that not the one with Hunter and the fucking...
Was
in
Hunter
the house,
champion?
The house brawl and shit?
Was Hunter champion?
I'm pretty sure Hunter was champion then, yeah.
Oh, Christ. 2009? Undertaker. Yeah, that's cool.
Throwing out TNA's latest acquisition there, MVP.
Yeah, MVP. MVP. He's going to be the investment partner, it appears. That,
I know. We're gonna have heel owner versus babyface owner to bring us to Bound for Glory. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who needs to be, we'll get there. Let's just finish this.
MVP left WWE how long ago? 5, 6 years ago?
Oh, God, 6, 7.
So now he's 40 years old, and now they decide to bring him in.
Yeah, they're smart. They're not smart. So Dave Lagana and him are friends, that's all.
Okay.
That's all. John Cena, number 6. All right, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's 1-1. Of course, it appears like... How many Royal Rumbles has it had? Because it seems like 25 or 30 of the people on this list have won one.
I was going to say, I think is this not the 29th Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Or, no, yeah. It can't be. 1988 would have been the first one, and here we are. So
that'd be 25. 20, this would be 26?
27?
26, 27, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think it says 27, actually. It makes sense. So, yeah, okay.
There's Kane.
Kane, he should be higher, quite frankly.
No, that's fine. He's never won one.
It's true, but, I mean, I would think
he has maybe the great, I mean... A great performance.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, he threw out Drew Carey. That's really all.
That's all you need, yeah. And he smashed a honky-tonk man with a guitar.
Yeah. Winner of the 1990 and 1991 Royal Rumble.
Hulk is number 4.
Yeah.
Number 3?
Triple H.
Fuck off.
How many did he win? 1.
Just 1?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see his stats, because he really shouldn't be that fucking high.
He won the 2002, and he was a runner-up in 8 and 9. He was number 1. Remember he was number 1 in 1996 because he lost the pre-show match to Duke the Dumpster Drosy?
That's right, and then he lasted 45 minutes.
Yeah. And that was right after the Hogpen match.
Yeah, that's right.
The pay-per-view after the Hogpen match.
Yeah.
Returning in 2010.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking at his stats. He lasted 48 minutes once. He lasted 60 once. 49 once. So, I mean, the thing is...
But not number 3.
No.
That's not number 3.
No.
Hogan won 2.
Hogan won 2, exactly. And Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Was he, what, number 21 or something? Or 24 or something like that? Ric Flair, when he... on this list.
Oh, yeah, on his list, he was, like, number 23, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, this is not good. But then again, keep in mind why his stats are good. Keep in mind that he's fucking Triple H and booked the company.
Yeah. So Shawn Michaels is number 2?
Yeah.
No.
Stone Cold Steve Austin
is number 2, so then Shawn Michaels, well, I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to put Hunter as 3, I mean, if you're going to suck one dick, you might as well suck them all.
And they just fucking did.
So here come number 1.
Yeah.
And I bet you it says, calls him Mr. Royal Rumble in this thing,
Let's see. Mr. WrestleMania.
But he's also the greatest performer in Royal Rumble history.
Oh, no.
Back to back in 95, 96. He's been in there 12 times. Most eliminations of all time with 40.
Really?
2 wins place him with... What? Hogan, Cena, and Steve Austin. Oh, to be multi-time winners, yeah.
Okay.
But, no. And I'll tell you who they left out.
Okay, all right, you do that. But first off, I just want to say a couple things here. His 1995 performance, obviously, he came in number 1, won the thing, it was great.
Yeah.
In 96, he came in at, like, number 24 and 25.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that good.
Actually, I thought the next year was even more impressive.
No.
96 versus, yeah. I mean, because that was also 95, remember, the most fast-paced and entertaining Royal Rumble. So it was every 30 seconds. So
yeah.
He lasted like 36 minutes or something to
yeah.
win the Rumble. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And when he, I thought the 96 version was better with him double eliminating Yokozuna and Vader doing that. Coming in, he had the thing with Owen Hart after the Enziguri that gave him the post-concussion syndrome. And
this shit's a work, you know.
I know. But that was the story, that he was coming back from that. Cause
he
came back,
he was like number 24. He knocked out his buddy, Kevin Nash, who had...
At the end, yeah, with a super kick to win. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I thought
storyline-wise, it was fine.
I thought that was more entertaining than 94 or 95.
All right, go back for 1 second. I just want to see what are the stats they have for Steve Austin. Back to number two. Number two.
He was the 97, 98, and 2001 winners.
Yeah.
Most successful. Okay. Stone Cold Steve Austin wins in the 19... makes him the most successful Rumbler ever.
But not the best.
Jesus. Two of the victories, Austin catching the title. Three wins is in his only impressive feat. He tied Hogan for the second most eliminations with 10.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Trailing Lloyd Kane in 99. He tied Shawn Michaels' match performance with third most eliminations at 8. 168 puts him in fourth spot overall for total minutes, 165 total minutes.
Third most eliminations. What's his total eliminations?
It doesn't say, but if he's done 10 and 8, so he's got 18 eliminations at least.
Yeah, and then how many did he have in that year? Yeah, what was that, 96 how many, or 97, how many did he have? And it doesn't even show that, since that's showing...
97, he had 10.
Okay.
99, yeah, see, 99 he had 8, so it doesn't even say 98
or
2001, he wasn't in the 2000.
How many did he eliminate, in, what, 98 when, was it, no... 99 when Vince won it? How many did he eliminate?
Oh.
A ton, right?
I don't know about
like
that,
five,
actually.
Six more?
Because he spent, remember they were 1 and 2?
Oh, that's right.
And then he got taken out, so he came back, so he wasn't really in the Rumble for very much.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
I thought
yeah,
he came out and, like, towards the end there. And just,
I think he probably eliminated, like, yeah, he did, but there were only, like, 4 people in there.
Okay,
right?
Well, all I'm saying is, I think he was in, like, what, 5 or 6 Royal Rumbles in total? And probably had like 35 eliminations.
Yeah.
And how many was Shawn Michaels in?
12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There's your best ever.
Yeah,
Steve Austin.
I know. Okay, let's see. I'm looking at guys that aren't on the list.
Fucking Nash.
Yeah, Diesel should be on the list.
Yeah.
Because it's called the Diesel spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He should not be. He should be in the 20s.
Yeah, but
you know,
he should
be on the list.
Sure.
Rick Martel should
yeah.
be on the list. Bob Backlund
should be
on the
list.
Ted DiBiase is on the list, so that's good.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit should be on the list. Absolutely should. I'm trying to think of anybody else that... that should be on the list.
Randy Savage?
Maven.
Maven had that great spot.
He had the...
Randy Savage?
I don't think so.
Wasn't he a runner-up for 2 of them?
Yeah, but... I mean, but when you had 27, or you know, when
was
you
the runner-up to Yoko, and wasn't he the runner-up 1 year to Hogan?
I don't think it was Hogan.
No?
To Yoko, definitely.
Yeah.
He was in the Final Four when Flair won.
Yeah.
Because it was Sid, Savage,
yeah,
Flair, and Hogan. I don't know.
Can you just Google Royal Rumble stats?
You know who... you know who also should have been on?
Total eliminations, total ring time. I would love to know what Savage actually has there, if it's, you know, not Toil, Royal.
Jerry Lawler should be on the list.
Just that one spot?
It takes a king.
Santino Marella should be on the list. Actually, you know who should be on the list? The Bushwhackers. That's still, like, one of the greatest spots of all time.
It's not the, yeah, it's not the record or anything, but when he whacked his way in and whacked his way out,
that's
that was the best.
Yes. Well, remember a fact at historyblog.com? Try that.
Here?
Yeah, why not?
Let's fucking see. This looks like a list of...
Okay. Well, this may not, you know...
This
may not be a good
stupid.
List. Yeah. Royal Rumble, try this. Royal Rumble most eliminations ever. Royal Rumble most eliminations. Yeah. Type thing. A list. Come on. 30 longest times in Royal Rumble. Statistics, trivia, smart out moments. Try that shit.
Let's see what that.
See if that has something. So, obviously, we don't need Royal Rumble winners by year.
Well, but I'm also looking at what number they drew.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in there who won one who isn't on the list that we just saw.
No, that's what I was... Well, Vince.
Yeah, okay. Vince isn't. Yeah. Yeah. I like to forget that he won, though.
Eliminations. Okay. So, most eliminations by year...
Okay.
The one man gang had 6.
Okay.
In 88, holding.
Wasn't he the runner up?
I believe he was. Hacksaw? Yeah, because it was him, Hacksaw, and Dino Bravo, I believe, were the final
three.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
The Great Khali had 7 eliminations in 2007.
What the fuck out of here? Actually, that makes sense. That's when they're still trying to push him as a monster.
Yeah. There seems to be. Well, Steve Austin, okay, here it is. Steve Austin had 10, then he had 7, then he had 8.
So that right there is 25.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. And that's not including, you know, whatever else he might have had in his couple other appearances.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, Cody Rhodes had the most eliminations in 2012 with 5.
Really?
It really starts to get down more because it was like 6, 9, 6, 7.
What was the year with 40 men?
That was the year that Alberto Del Rio won it, which would have been 2011.
So what was the most that
Punk
year?
And Cena both had 7.
But it's skewed because there was 30 against
10 more guys, yeah.
Most eliminations total, Shawn Michaels. Most eliminations in a single match, Kane. Longest total time, cumulative time.
Is Hunter.
His second most is Shawn.
Ray
has the longest single Royal Rumble time.
Yes, for someone that didn't kill their family.
Yes. Average Iron Man time is 43 minutes. Heel face entrance breakdowns. Holy
fuck. Holy shit.
This guy went through, did some work on this thing. Holy shit.
The Royal Rumble 2007 started with Flair, Finley, Kenny. Oh my god.
Oh my.
Sabu was number 7.
Wow.
Langston.
All right. Well, it doesn't have, unfortunately, what I was looking for. Is Randy Savage. Just type in Randy Savage Royal Rumble stats.
No. I want to check out these related posts. Breaking news. Umaga released.
Fucking dick. I'll just look it up on my phone then. Yeah. You keep.
Well, here's a list of heel and face turns for 2014. This list will keep track of all the official baby face turns and heel turns that happened for the WWE.
Are you saying some people take this shit too seriously? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Daniel Bryan turned heel and joined the Wyatt family.
That deal wasn't a heel turn.
As of right now, this list is empty. But some people that are teasing turns that could be coming up are Miz, Kofi Kingston, Antonio Cesaro, Goldust, Mark Henry, and I would be surprised to see R-Truth, Sheamus, Roman Reigns, and Dolph Ziggler turn as well.
Really, Roman Reigns? That's not being teased. That would
get
be
the fuck
he's
out.
Calling that out of the fucking blue.
What a boy! This guy's good. This guy's solid. We should.
No, breaking news: Percy Harvin cleared to play in the Super Bowl.
No. Oh, yeah, breaking news: Who gives a fork? So that's who we think is going to win the Royal Rumble this year. What do you think about the Big Show Brock Lesnar match?
I think we'll talk more about that on Sunday.
Sunday. yeah, I don't give a fuck about the title match. We talked about the Bray Wyatt stuff. What else is there to talk about?
That's it. I mean, I think, yeah.
I did get a Twitter question from the Bannable.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Okay. He wanted to know what we thought was the biggest overshadow in wrestling history. What do we think are some of the bigger things that have overshadowed? His example that he gave was like Jericho and Hunter was the main event of WrestleMania for the title, but Hogan and Rock overshadowed it. And no one really remembers.
Randy Savage for his career.
Okay.
Royal Rumble. Six total appearances.
Okay.
Best performance is second. Worst performance was the Do Not Compete. Remember when he didn't come out for his number?
That's right.
The highest draw, 30. Lowest draw, 5. Longest time is 22 minutes. Total time, 58 minutes. So he ranks 39th overall. Most eliminations is 3, and total eliminations is 8. So, yeah, I can see that not really being...
Yeah, I don't think of the Royal Rumble and Randy Savage.
Yeah.
You know. So, some of the bigger...
What was the question?
Some of the bigger moments that have overshadowed, like, main event.
Bigger moments that have overshadowed
main event?
Yeah,
like, you're saying, you know, like you said,
that
like
matter,
like Hogan.
It happens all the time. It's just one of the ones that matter.
It's like nobody remembers that his thing is like nobody remembers that Jericho and Hunter closed Mania 18.
No,
because it was Hogan and Rock.
Yeah,
you know, something like that. So,
well, WrestleMania 7. No, you know, every you know
the Nasty Boys against the Hart Foundation.
Savage and
Warrior,
I think, overshadowed.
Yes, that's what people were talking about.
You know, so that I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
You
know that Ken Shamrock won the 1998 King of the Ring?
Yeah.
Nobody fucking knows that.
No.
But good God almighty, they've killed him.
That's true.
As God is my witness, he's broken in half.
That's true, actually, yeah.
That's, to me, I think that's the biggest.
That's a really big one. Yeah, nobody. Yeah,
because
it's the King of the Rings, and it doesn't matter.
But that
so.
Was your. But it did then, and it was your. And it was your middle of the card match, and it was thrown together.
That's true.
For no reason, and all of a sudden, it's like all people talk about. Like nobody. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first time we saw, Dudley Boys, Hardys, and WrestleMania 17. I think that's a good example.
The ladder match.
Yeah, that became essentially the first TLC.
It wasn't the first TLC, but it was the first TLC. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that was in Anaheim. Was it? Wasn't WrestleMania 17? Was it? That was WrestleMania 16. WrestleMania 2000, the year earlier, was it? Because it came back with TLC 2.
To this day, I really think in a lot of ways, WrestleMania. I think it was 28. Daniel Bryan being pinned in 30 seconds overshadows The Rock winning.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a great match.
No.
Like it can
the
be,
moment.
Yeah, it's about the moment.
Yeah. You know, in many ways. Well, and again, it was meant as a
Savage and
Steamboat. I was going to say, but that was still. I mean, yeah, I guess it did. I mean, I don't know that that necessarily overshadows. Those are like co-winners.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Those
are
the two
moments that stand out together. But, I mean, I look at, I'm trying to think of what, WrestleMania was the same, you know, in the first, like, say, even the first, like, 12 incarnations.
Yeah.
Austin and Bret.
Oh, yeah, totally,
you know,
overshadowed.
Undertaker's first real run with the belt.
Yeah.
His second title win, but his first real run with the belt.
Totally overshadowed.
And it was about Austin. Yeah.
No, but even in there that night, that event took place at the Rosemont Arena, wasn't it?
Rosemont Horizon.
Rosemont Horizon,
yeah.
in Chicago.
You still owe my dad money for that.
I'll pay him back at your wedding.
There you go.
I actually will. I'll go up there and go, I had $20 from 20 years ago. And your dad will just look at me and go, okay, and then I'll say, on the podcast, is it okay if I make fun of your wife?
You have to ask permission.
Well, I did before. He said it was okay, but... Inside joke, folks.
Oh, God.
It was great.
Yeah, inside joke from, like, 1996.
At least.
That's an inside joke before Rocky Maivia debuted.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, that's true. But yeah, I think that that's...
One of the things, though, is, I mean, like, in the WWE, it's tough for those moments to happen because they don't really allow the undercard, and they never have really allowed the undercard to steal the moment from the main event.
Right.
They've never done that. So, I mean...
It is very rare that it happens, you
know? Yeah, no, they just don't let it happen. I mean, obviously, you know, again, WrestleMania 10 people walk out talking about the ladder match more than they talk about anything else, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But as a general rule, at least that's a match that's in a semi-main event spot or something, they just don't let that match show up that as a general rule that kicks people's ass out of nowhere. Ever.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think of one.
No.
That just is one of those, like, honestly, I'm trying to, you know, go back and think of two...
You might get a really solid match. I mean, I remember, you know, a match thrown out of nowhere between a Finley and Regal, and it looks like a 12-minute match. It's like almost 4 stars, but you're like, is it really overshadowed? No.
I remember a great match, to be honest, between, on an In Your House, between the 1-2-3 Kid and the Roadie.
Yeah.
That was like... was great out of nowhere.
I remember a great match. It was the opening match on In Your House. That was Flash Funk versus Lee Cassidy.
On the December one.
Yeah.
I think that might even been the free for all match.
Yeah, it might even.
Yeah,
been, you know. So I mean, it's not like I say. I mean, you might get a great match, but does it overshadow? No, just the way they've done it. I mean, same thing. I think you've seen matches quite often in TNA that overshadow the main event. You saw. You know, there's a period we see a lot of tag matches or X-Division matches that overshadowed the main event, especially when Jeff Jarrett in the early days was the guy with the belt.
Let's look at the first. I mean, again, you talk about 100 WrestleMania, the first Taker, Shawn.
Yeah.
And then Orton and Hunter follow that.
Yeah.
No, right?
No, it didn't happen.
Totally overshadowed it.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a few, but you're right. I mean, it's...
Like I say, TNA, it happens. ROH, because they don't say to the guys, oh, don't do this spot and don't do this spot, so it's there for the main event.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, Japan, it happens. And in WCW, it happened. But WWF is really always protected.
Remember No Mercy, the finals of the TIT.
Yeah.
Were all
that
anybody
was one.
You know.
Yeah, the Terry Invitational Tournament.
Yeah.
The Edge and Christian versus the Hardy Boys was a ladder match that was
Edge
great.
And Christian, Edge and Christian versus the New Brood.
Yeah.
Matt and Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
As they were called.
There was a ladder match between the Young Dragons and Three Count, for instance, in WCW.
Yes.
Completely stole the show.
Yes, that's right.
Completely overshadowed everything. You know, but that's because they weren't paying attention because they didn't think those guys would do anything.
So they
just set up the match and went, oh, there you go, go do whatever you want. Not thinking these guys would go out there and bust their ass.
That's right. We'll talk about a mid-card match, but one of the participants, I mean, was named McMahon, which is why it overshadowed. But, you know, like the Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon match.
But at least all those spots were set up, though. Like, all you know
yeah.
what I mean? That wasn't, it wasn't necessarily, it was designed to be...
That's true. It was a stunt show. It was a stunt show. Yeah.
And you've seen that a lot with, I mean...
Well, anything Shane did. I mean, Shane
exactly.
was Steve
Shane
Blackman.
Didn't, Dave, Shane didn't close the show, but Shane versus fucking Test had a spot that was meant to, you know, wow you. Shane versus Vince, like, they always gave Shane a moment to make him look great.
Yeah. Shane and Steve Blackman.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean... How funny is it that more people cared about Shane McMahon against Steve Blackman than cared about Shane McMahon against Randy Orton?
Or care about John Cena versus Randy Orton.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know?
Steve Blackman is a...
But I think another really good one, if we're going to mention it, is Batista versus Undertaker.
Undertaker, yeah.
That absolutely stole the show.
Yeah.
They walked to the back saying, follow that, because they were pissed that they weren't the main event.
Yeah.
And they went to the back said, follow that, and the main event was Cena versus Michaels, wasn't it? And it didn't follow it. It wasn't as good.
I don't think it was that one was Cena-Michaels.
No, wasn't it?
I don't think so, because Cena, maybe it was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Was it? Because Cena-Michaels, yes, it was. You're right. It absolutely was, because they did the tag match at...
Because we also watched that at Brett's.
Yeah, and it was a tag match at the Elimination Chamber with the Cena and Cena and Taker
and
against Batista and Shawn or whatever it was.
I mean, Undertaker and Batista stole the show, and they stole the show from Shawn Michaels in the main event.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty impressive.
How many people can say that? Exactly, yeah, exactly. Right? No, that's very true. And again, but I mean, you're right in terms of the names that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's Batista and Taker.
Yeah.
It's Shawn and Taker. It's Austin and Brett. It's, you know, Razor and Shawn. You know, there's not, you know, I think the furthest thing we get are probably the Hardys against, you know, the Edge Christian.
Yeah,
in terms
exactly.
of lower card guys
just,
at the time.
Just, yeah, exactly. It's when it would happen, you know, would be, yeah, I mean, when these matches overshadowed, it's because nobody was paying attention. The guys just kind of got away with it.
Yeah.
They're able to do, you know, I mean, Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit had a series of matches for the IC belt that was overshadowing the main event.
They think of that Rumble ladder match.
The Hunter win. Yeah, exactly. Overshadowing it. Then those were matches the Hunter was in. But, I mean, he cottoned on pretty soon and killed that. But, you know.
You mean Chris.
No, Chris Jericho would never do that.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, again, can you think of some more in WCW? There should be more there, theoretically.
Oh, fuck, there were tons in WCW.
Yeah,
I mean, that 98 WCW, I mean, Malenko and Rey Mysterio. Think of Eddie and Rey Mysterio with that Halloween Havoc. I don't even know the main event of that Halloween.
No idea.
That might have been the Savage and is that the one where Piper came back?
No.
No, okay, so it was the next...
it was the next year, I believe.
The next year, yeah, and I have no idea what the main event even
no
was.
Clue. Yeah.
You know, so it's things like that. But a lot of it, yeah, was the Cruiserweights stealing that show.
Oh, Benoit Sullivan stole the show, you know.
Yeah.
Their brawl that went all over the arena.
The thing with the WCW was that was the WCW formula.
It was different.
Work rate underneath, names on top, knowing that the names are going to give you shit.
Yep.
But they're the names, so, you know, that was...
Raw.
Yeah.
But people still say I had a good show because everybody else...
Because there was all the action, yeah. I mean, that was just... And that was a smart formula.
I think historic... And again, you look at... I mean, you talk about ROH because I had it a lot of times over the years where, the undercard guys have put on this 4.5-star match and then you can't follow it. But again, that's the formula is you guys are meant to push it to the point where the other guys have to beat you, and if they can't, then they don't deserve the main event spot. Maybe it makes the shows uneven, but eventually the cream rises to the top. That's the theory.
Yeah.
So
the theory, too, though, is also that it'll be seen by more than 30 people.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And so that's the, you know, that's
where... Well, there was a point where they were making money when Sapolsky was there, and that was still part of the theory.
But it's, yeah, it's just a balance.
That's what I'm looking forward to. They have the schedule, a 2 out of 3 falls match, a rematch between London and Roderick Strong, Paul London and the Roderick Strong.
Mm.
The winner will get a shot at Adam Cole. And I'm looking forward to that because that was second best match of the year last year. So
that was in there, yeah. And AJ Styles makes his Ring of Honor debut on TV in 2 weeks, I think now.
Yeah, and in a match against Roderick Strong, where Roderick Strong gets hurt, and according to AJ Styles, it was Roderick Strong's fault.
Of course, it was. Is he going to be in the Rumble?
That'd be fucking great.
That would be funny. Actually.
That would be fucking great. It would be really interesting to see what kind of reaction he got if he was a surprise entrance. Like, really, really interesting.
They should almost do it.
Just to find out.
Just to get the reaction.
Just almost do it for two reasons. Number one, that you would get, you create a lot of buzz on the internet for the event and replay value and all that shit. That would pay off. Number two, if you just sign up for the one night to do it, it's good for him because he gets that visibility. It's good for them because then they can see whether or not he's worth actually signing.
Yeah.
Both from an in-ring, but also from the reaction he gets that initial time when he comes out.
Yeah, but you see, they
If he comes out and it's like a fart's being passed through the building,
yeah.
And that tells you, you know, but if he comes out and fucking people react and go, holy fuck, it's AJ Styles.
They should.
And remember, that's a smart audience at the Royal Rumble. That's, you know, people travel.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is with it is who would travel?
Well, not the fucking Pittsburgh. Why are we there last year, not this year? Fucking Arizona or Pittsburgh.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah, even though it rained in Arizona, I mean, for Pittsburgh, I mean, if you were going to give the United States of America an enema.
I'm saying it. You want to say
right
it.
Right there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm like, say it. Will you just say it? We're all thinking it.
I know.
Awesome.
The thing is that...
And then Vince McMahon steals it years.
Who's later. The last guy to get a huge reaction coming into the Rumble?
Kevin
at the
Nash.
Royal Rumble.
Kevin Nash.
Okay, yeah, Kevin Nash. Returning, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been, well, Kevin Nash, though, but who's Nash's, you know, best friend?
Yeah.
Right?
Booker T?
Yeah, Booker. Well, again, yeah, Booker T is there. So, but who's the guy that, is there anybody that ever debuted in the Rumble that, like, I'm trying to think of, like, the guy I think of is Taz, not in the Rumble, but
yeah,
at the Rumble.
At the Rumble.
And huge reaction.
Huge.
Different company.
Yeah.
Let's put the thumb on it.
Yeah.
So I think that would
that was Hunter protecting his spot, which he doesn't have to do now.
No, but he still does.
Yeah. Well, he has a small penis.
Yes. So that's where I see AJ with that, though. When you're talking about deceit, I mean, I agree with you.
I mean,
if it was
it's
you or
a
I.
a sociological experiment,
yeah,
though.
Yes.
So we can almost find out more about the wrestling state by his reaction if he was a surprise entrance than we ever, like,
yeah.
This is maybe the only chance they'll ever have to do this again.
Yeah.
And they can almost judge, like, a lot of, yeah,
it would be
it.
A good,
be interesting.
How well do people know TNA?
Well, that's it.
You know?
Like, all of this shit.
Yeah. That I think that would be, but I mean, yeah. And, see, part of it, though, too, would be, like,
how well do people know ROH? I mean, if you have him in there and you have, say, a spot where it's just him in the ring and out comes Daniel Bryan, it's the two of them face-to-face. Like, would that,
yeah,
you know? Like,
him and Punk.
Yeah, or him and Punk, yeah.
You know?
You know?
But, yeah. Yeah, see,
interesting.
Had,
I think they should do
had
it.
Had he not turned into a fat fuck and stayed employed... Mm-hmm. Cassius Ohno would have been a great, you know, Punk eliminates Curtis Axel and David Otunga.
He was in the best shape of his life when he was let go.
And along comes this, and he's all by himself in the ring after throwing out Otunga and Curtis Axel, and it's just CM Punk, and like number, you know, six, here comes Cassius Ohno.
Yeah,
and you got your
yeah.
Chris Hero CM Punk stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, it's
interesting.
It is. I mean, it's all the permutations and combinations are interesting. As I said, there's about 25, so there's five spots available. Some guys might be able to. I mean, there already are guys pulling double duty.
At the end
here.
Of the day, the fun of the Royal Rumble and what makes it unique and what makes it the most fun event of the year, it's not the biggest, but it's the most fun, is
yeah.
just exactly what we're talking about right
mm-hmm.
here. That we can speculate on who's going to be in and what would people react, and then when it actually happens.
Yeah.
You go, oh, fuck, I didn't see that coming, or I did see that coming, or I was right on, I was, you know.
Yeah.
And that, there's just that.
And the countdown. Right?
Yeah. Foreskin?
Foreskin.
I was thinking that this year. I'm like, you're not fucking getting me with that. You probably will.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. Let's wrap it up here, because we'll be back on Sunday. We'll either do a live audio commentary or post-show.
Or both.
Or whatever, yeah. So.
But, let's
get the fuck out of
here. All right. Do you want to talk about George Scott?
Oh, yeah, before we go OUT, we need to talk about him. George Scott, for those of you who are not familiar with him...
he's dead.
one half of with his brother Sandy Scott, one half of the most successful tag teams in the 50s, 60s, the Scott brothers.
The Flying Scott brothers.
Yeah. Very, very wildly successful tag team. And he went on to become a wildly successful booker.
Depends who you ask.
Well, he wasn't successful all the time everywhere, but he had a great run.
Yeah,
you know, in the Carolinas in the 70s, and he was hugely important in being as a booker, lead booker for Vince McMahon during
for the
national
expansion.
I mean, it's difficult to ascertain for sure. I mean. Because you hear about it being Howard Finkel, but really most people will say to you, this guy's the guy who came up with the name WrestleMania. What was it that Vince McMahon wanted to call it, I think, the Colossal Tussle?
Yeah.
Which, can you imagine the Colossal Tussle 30? Fuck no. So thank God that cooler heads prevailed and they went with WrestleMania. And so this is the man who gave us that name.
I think that exists, cool. And it stars China.
Colossal Tussle?
The Colossal
Tussle
30.
Game movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
30. But yeah, I think that you've got...
of course, you know she's teaching English now, overseas. In fact, in, ironically, China.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
True.
Who's going to teach her? But I'm wondering, with George Scott...
Somebody said I'd rather be in China, and she thought, fucking right, that's a good idea.
He was the Pat.
That's why she shot the films, and then that's why she flew over there after.
It's true.
I'm sorry, are you still talking?
Yeah, about George Scott. Much better worker than China.
Fucking right.
But he...
Dead, he's a better worker than China.
It's true. But he was Pat Patterson before Pat Patterson. He was in that role with Vince's right-hand man. He's the guy that came up with the gimmick of Cowboy Bret Hart.
That's true, he did.
And then he had an argument with Hogan.
Well, he was a guy who was protective of kayfabe and protective of old-school wrestling, presenting wrestling as a sport, which obviously, you know, they kind of... Vince McMahon and Hogan and all these guys, they were very much evolving away from. So.
Yeah, and Mr. T.
Yeah.
But he was a guy, I mean, you had to be one hell of an organized guy when they're running, you know, three shows, sometimes four or five shows a night.
Yeah.
And he's booking angles on those shows for the return shows, and they had to know what they did last show, and then booking
and
localized
booking
television
it. Exactly, booking localized television, booking it to a guy who is on the television, making sure that he isn't wearing the same clothes, and all these little things that you know, often fell by the wayside afterwards. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, that is a sad deal. But
well, he's 82 years old and a heavy smoker, so this is a lung cancer apparently.
Yeah. Well, we hate to end on a sad note, but we'll be back on Sunday for the Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble's the real sad note, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know. I was just hoping that before they went off the air, that they were going to have Vince on to go, it's time to rumble! It's time for the Royal Rumble!
That would rule.
They did not, though. They did not. I'm sure he was screaming it in the headphones.
I'm sure he was. You hear what was it he was saying that his thing was, telling the announcers, you must specify when you're talking about it whether you're talking about the Royal
Rumble
match
or
the
Royal Rumble
pay-per-view
event.
Because you watchers, the Royal Rumble event, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view over the Royal Rumble match.
Yes.
Because you people watching wrestling are fucking morons.
Yes.
Next, he's going to try and teach you how to download the WWE app.
Yes. Yes. For the so you can get it in time for the Colossal Tussle.
Because nobody knows how if they don't show you. What you do is you open it up your phone. You go to this thing called Mark It. Idiot.
Mark
It? Yeah. All right. We're all UT.
All right. So, I think that's going to do it. So we'll give the plugs. WeTalkWrestling.com. It's a great, it's a fucking good website.
Fucking good.
It's an adorable website.
What are you talking about? What's going to be the show picture this time?
Oh, you.
What?
You.
What about me?
You're going to be the show picture.
No.
Mm-hmm.
A mole picture or show picture?
Mole picture. Mole
picture. I'm frightened to see what you're going to put on.
I know. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. You can follow us there. At WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. ADDIE. @WeTalkWrestling.com is a great email source. And there's also a Contact Us page on WeTalkWrestling.com that'll bring you right to that, too. That'll get us, shoot us a message, give us a call, email, like the Bannibal did there. He tweeted us, actually, is how he got this question to us.
We've got a few, but we'll get to them someday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get there. So, all right, well, that's going to do it then for us. iTunes, go to iTunes, too. That's it. iTunes, U-Tunes, we all tunes for iTunes. We Talk Stitcher. Wrestling. Stitcher's a good deal, too. Yeah, we're on that shit, you know? Yeah, on that shit.
On that fucking
shit. Ain't no thing but chicken wing on a string. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. Oh.
Langston.
So, on that note. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Are we going to order pizza on Royal Rumble?
Langston.